Hello, I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Tuesday, February 13, 2024. Asian markets modestly higher on Tuesday ahead of U.S. CPI data that's expected to show inflation in America falling below 3% for the first time since 2021. This could determine the timing and the scope of the Federal Reserve's first rate cut. The MSCI Asia-Pac Index up for the first time in 4 days. Markets, though, remain closed in China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Vietnam. Here at home, the PSE index climbed by a third of 1% to close at 68.27, supported by 81 million pesos in net foreign buying.
If we look at the charts of the PSEI, you know, there are currently three things, no, that possibly suggest that the rally that we are in from the 5920 low, no, is possibly coming to an end. No. First, the price action that we saw last Thursday, no, when the PSEI formed a long upper shadow candle, no, so there's an indication of price rejection, no, it retreated from the 6931 intraday high and closed near its intraday low. Yeah. Okay, so that's first. Second, if we look at how the PSEI has been moving since its high in February 2022, after it dropped from 5.7 to 5.7 from the 7.552 high, it retraced back around 78.6% of the drop and then rallied to 7.155.
Okay.
Then the PSEI retraced again around 78.6% of that bounce, no, from 5.7 and made the higher low at around 5.920. Lastly, the RSI of the PSEI just hit overbought last Thursday, no. So we have yet to see a significant easing in the RSI, but the price action that we have been seeing since last Thursday might give us some clue.
For the first quarter of the year, we're still going to see both central banks reaffirm their hold positions, given that, for one, here in the Philippines, GDP still continues to remain quite resilient, actually one of the fastest figures seen among the ASEAN neighbors. And so given that GDP is still resilient and given that there is still some upside risk to inflation stemming from rice prices, supply chain issues from the Red Sea, and even a bit of a uptick in oil prices, there is definitely still no reason for Remolona to cut rates. So most likely we're still going to see that hold at the 6.5% mark. Most likely we would see that hold until probably June at least, because for the Fed side, it's also most likely that they're going to continue maintaining that hold at least for now. Heading into the second half, again, this probably, if we are able to get past Q1, if we're able to get past the surge in El Nino and Philippine inflation continues to trend downward, then that's probably wherein we will start to see the central bank loosen its hawkish stance. So as it loosens its hawkish stance, then money would have a greater time in the stock market. We'll probably see more shares, enjoying better price run-ups and overall better investor sentiment, especially as anticipations of an impending rate cut further strengthen.
In corporate stories, the Philippines is expected to benefit from net inflows from a slight upweight in the MSCI quarterly rebalancing. In the Standard Index, Ayala Corporation gets upgraded, while BPI, BDO, and SM Prime are getting a slight downweight. Meanwhile, in the Small Cap Index, SPNEC is in, MREIT is out. Elsewhere in Asia, MSCI removed 69 companies from its China and Hong Kong Global Standard Indexes under a quarterly review that is the highest number of deletions in at least 2 years. Meanwhile, the Philippine Stock Exchange has approved A. Brown Company's planned 1.5 billion peso preferred shares offer. That's 10 million preferred shares with an oversubscription allotment of 5 million at 100 pesos apiece. The Mindanao-based diversified listed firm says proceeds will be used to develop residential projects in Mindanao and Luzon and land banking efforts. Offer period runs until February 16th, Friday, while listing is set for February 23. The company posted record revenues of 1.1 billion pesos and net income of 484 million in the first 9 months of 2023, with its Tanay Electron Beam and cold storage facility slated for March and to begin contributing to earnings within the year. Finally, a looming leadership change at the Ayala-led Integrated Microelectronics, with Art Tan, who's been in the IMI leadership role for the past 22 years, under whom IMI emerged as one of the 25 global EMS and top 10 global auto EMS players, stepping down after his term expires in April 25. He will be replaced by Lou Hughes. Hughes was previously a senior manager at General Electric, COO of Universal Electronics, a NASDAQ-listed EMS company, and CEO of Bionics, a contract manufacturer headquartered in Singapore. He assumes office effective May 1st. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.